The so-called Juniper Road Fire, named for a dirt road near the ignition site, scorched and smoldered a large expanse of evergreen shrub forest habitat called Pocosin. Pocosin habitat is dominated by plants adapted to sponge-like soils, much like the peat moss found in garden stores. Pocosin soil is essentially layers of organic matter up to several feet thick, composed of decayed plant parts, dead leaves, stems, roots, and branches, along with mosses and other small plants, composted over centuries in low places between ancient sand ridges, the relic dunes of bygone geologic times. Pocosin is wonderfully important habitat for many kinds of birds and other wildlife, but difficult to work in. When lightning ignited the heart of a 50,000-acre patch of Pender County Pocosin, it was nearly impossible for firefighters to halt the resulting wildfire, fueled, in part, by its soil. Years of back-to-back drought so dried the peat-like soil that it burned, just like the peat still used today in parts of Europe as a fuel source for homes. I can't sugarcoat the devastation left by the Juniper Road fire. But a visit I made to the site days after remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl passed over us has me thinking there may be a subtle positive thing happening that might not have been possible without the help of fire. What you'll find 1 year after the fire is an extensive habitat in transition. While some plants survived the fire, countless many are dead, the result of literally having the soil burned out from beneath them. Plants play a significant and essential role in Earth's water cycle in a process called evapotranspiration. Simply put, as living pumps, plants use roots to draw water from soil to help power their biological functions, with much of the water transferred to the atmosphere through leaves in a process called transpiration. Combined with simple evaporation, so-called evapotranspiration effectively removes water from soil. That said, last year's Juniper Road fire left behind a vast area dotted with skeletons of burned trees scattered over a landscape pocked with fire-created holes now filled with rainwater. If those trees and shrubs were alive today, they would have already pumped much of Beryl's rains back into the atmosphere, thus reducing the amount of Beryl's water percolating and recharging our well of groundwater, which is now diminished by successive years of drought. It's a small contribution, no doubt, but in nature, small things add up to make our world whole, a dynamic world ever-changing through time and space, and ours to celebrate and appreciate, including the bumps along the way.